Welcome, one and all, to Broken Sea's production of Planet of the Apes. Before we begin, we ask that you make yourself comfortable and listen to this lesson from the Lawgiver.
Praise him! Praise him! My strength and my redeemer!
The Lawgiver gathered apes from the village on the beach again. Orangs, chimps, and gorillas sat nervously on the sand and whispered among themselves. The Lawgiver called them to attention and introduced a young female orangutan named Ariadne. She bowed slightly towards the crowd. My young friend here has command of the ship you see out on the water. The Simian Soul, a majestic schooner, rocked gently among the waves. The apes watched the boat and their eyes grew wide. Except for the human slaves who aid in the ship's navigation and meal preparation, Ariadne has only one other ape to help her explore the seas. I am asking for volunteers to join her in expanding the apes' world. Ariadne spoke with authority. Our beloved Lawgiver is asking you to search your soul and join me on a quest. The day has come for simians to lose their fear of water and fully conquer our world. Please join me. Silence hung heavy in the air for what seemed like an eternity. The Lawgiver studied his students and waited patiently. Finally, several chimps, orangs, and two gorillas stepped forward. The Lawgiver praised them for their courage to participate in an unknown journey to expand the simian world. Ariadne led the apes to a rowboat where they would board the Simian Soul and begin a new life.
And now, Planet of the Apes.
What's up, Lieutenant?
We're taking number 4 over to surgery in 5 minutes.
Have him ready.
How come? The beast's throat is nearly healed. It's not his throat this time. The vet's going to kill him. Dr. Zia won't like it. She wants this pantomate.
These orders came from Dr. Zaius himself. There's nothing she can do about it.
If you ruin your bright eyes, what they're going to do? Stand still now. Don't give me any trouble.
That'll teach you.
Can you believe it? That old bastard Zaius finally stood up to that stuck-up witch Zira.
She's gonna hit the roof when she finds out her precious Bright Eyes is now singing a higher tune.
I have to tell General Mercer something.
I have to get a picture of her when she finds out.
That's a bit of metal on you.
Thank you.
my neck. Out. Now I'm in a city.
Yes, yes, we'll pin him.
Gorillas, to your posts! The human has escaped! He killed Julius!
What? Which human?
Dr. Zerus Pet. Bright Eyes, you idiot! Get to Squad Mountain and find that murdering human bastard before General Ursus and Dr. Zaius have all our heads!
Across the compound!
You're mine, Julius! Faster!
Put that toy down, Zarter. I came to the market to grocery shop, not to go ape-handling like some gorilla. Act like a chimpanzee.
But, Mother, I want a human doll. See? This one looks just like that human running this way.
Human? Shh, running this way? Oh, the lawgiver! Ah! Ah, the human! He attacked me and my child!
The human attacked today!
He tried to hurt a chimpanzee child. Get him!
You can run, human, but you can't hide!
Get the human!
There he goes!
Get the human! Get him!
But make an end of sorrow. He lives again. Yes, he has found peace in heaven.
That's his bar.
He was a model for us all.
A gorilla to remember. Hunter, warrior,
defender of the faith.
This is bar.
Cherished husband, beloved father.
Mom!
Generous master, yes.
He's what? Where are you going? Come back here right now, Lada. Right now.
The dear departed one said to me, I never met an ape I didn't like.
Let me out! In heaven's name, get rid of that creature!
Humans? No, get up! Blasphemy! Get him! Don't let him escape!
Damn it.
You see what I saw?
Must have escaped from the zoo.
Look, there he is.
Coming out of the lawgiver's temple. Get the human. Get him.
See if you can get out of this net, Bright Eyes. I have you now. Damn it. Got away.
Don't just stand there. Get your net, you idiot! And get him before Ursus has his booth shut! And don't miss next time.
Next time I shoot first. I hate humans. What Zira sees in the dirty beasts?
Hurry up! It's him! The human's running for the amphitheater!
Get him!
You're mine, human! Yeah! Yeah!
There!
Yeah!
human go? He's here somewhere. Where is he?
He's up there.
Where?
At the top of the amphitheater. There he goes.
Got him now, human.
Get him. Swing his brand.
Glad you could join me here at my museum. This bright eyes of yours intrigues me.
He is astounding. It's almost as if...
Zira! Here we are. The other man captured in the hunt your bright eyes was captured on by General Ursus's second squadron at the edge of the Forbidden Zone. Though this one was dead when he arrived. Pity.
Oh, I hate that you stuff these animals.
Orders from the Ministry of Science. Well, trophies for Ursus, but you know that.
Yes, Ursus, that arrogant gorilla. He is the menace, not these animals.
Zira.
This one's skin. It is darker than any humans I've ever examined, Dr. Milo. And these are the clothes he was wearing? Just like Bright Eyes.
Interesting, that. Dark-skinned. New species, perhaps? Or a possible genetic offshoot. I'm looking into that, actually, on a dig I'm planning now, as a matter of fact. Going to investigate something that fell from the sky. I mentioned it to Cornelius in passing. I need to compare notes on his dig when I return.
Dodge! Dodge! Stuff the... Dodge the... Dodge! Stuff like a... Taxidermy exhibit.
What was that, Dr. Milo?
I didn't say anything, but...
What was...
He's in here. Get back, Dr. Milo. Escaped human.
What? Who?
Gorillas.
In my museum?
Dr. Zira, your bird eyes killed Julius and escaped. The beast is dangerous. Clear out now.
That's impossible.
Dr. Zira, it would seem expedient that we depart.
I will not, Dr. Milo. I am going to have a work with these thick-headed gorillas' leader. Where is Ursus?
Go ahead, Dr. Zira. Tell General Ursus. He gave me full authority over this. There he is!
Shit.
Taylor!
Get him! He's headed out the front door!
I have you now, human!
Taylor! No!
Human tore up the market.
At least the gorillas have him cornered at the museum. Need to do more than stop that beast. Tore up my whole shop. Hate human. Stick.
So badly.
You look at this. My whole top destroyed by that beast.
Man, in the market!
No! The man's coming out of the museum!
Human, just a step further. You might escape from that this time.
Taylor!
Now I have you, human. You won't escape my net now.
Taylor, let me through.
He isn't so bad now.
Taylor, why'd you run away?
Security police, Dr. Zira.
I'm in charge of this man.
No longer, Dr. Zira. Oh, Bright Eyes has caused harm, damage, and committed murder in Ape City. He is now in my custody. General Ursus, not some human-loving chimpanzee commune. I am under orders from Dr. Zaius and the Ministry of Science. Step back, Doctor. As for you, Beast, you are now mine.
Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Taylor!
Broken Sea Audio Productions presents Planet of the Apes, an expanded audio drama by Bill Holweg, based on the novel by Pierre Boulle and the film script by Michael Wilson and Rod Serling.
Starring in tonight's production of Planet of the Apes, David Sergoyak as various gorillas, Julius and Dr. Milo, Natasha Lathrop as Zira, Colin Snow as Gorilla Number One, and Robin Carlyle as the chimpanzee mother in the temple, Bill Holweg as Taylor, Paul Mannering as Ursus, and Mark Kalita as Cornelius and the Lawgiver.
And MJ, Michael, and Mason Cogburn
as gathered apes in the background. And we have some special guest actors tonight. Jack Ward and Shannon Hilche from the Sonic Society as various gathered apes in the background. And some other special guests from the POTA Yahoo groups. Glenn Whitcoe-Sheets as the minister, Uroquin, Patty Tosunko Whitcoe as the chimpanzee mother, and Dustin Sheets as gorilla number two, the POTA Yahoo groups, nothing better. And my granddaughters, Draven Schoberg as the ape child in the temple, and Kyra Greenfield as the ape child in the market. I would also like to thank James from the Lessons from the Lawgiver for tonight's lesson, and Elaine N. Robinson, who wrote tonight's lesson from The Lawgiver. I'd also like to thank the POTA Yahoo groups, who rock. I check them out every day, all sorts of cool stuff. Look it up. And I'd like to give a special thanks to the Sonic Society and Jack Ward and Shannon Hilche for featuring Planet of the Apes and our version of Logan's Run here at Broken Sea on the Sonic Society in May. Rock on, guys. If you hadn't checked out the Sonic Society, do so. We also have a special lesson about the Lawgiver, straight from the mind of Jack Ward at the Sonic Society. Special gift for this being a bit late. Sorry about that. Thank you again for listening. Go to BrokenSea.com and check out some of our other audio dramas at www.BrokenSea.com.
You who sit and listen to tales from the past, let me tell you the story of the Lawgiver, told to me by General Carathos. A whirling scribe asked the Lawgiver, what purpose does bounty give? If it is to be divided and not shared equally, and if this share must be partitioned, who gains the greatest gift of the harvest? The Lawgiver responded wisely. Give unto each creature the harvest befitting its nature. You would not give a bird gills, nor would you give a snake legs. What use is there to give a warrior food for thought and the apostolic weapons of the blood? And what, the whelp asked, is man's bounty? The lawgiver smiled. Give unto man what is man's, and to the ape what is the ape's. And so you see, my brothers, man holds nothing, harvests nothing, and deserves a bounty of nothing. So saith the lawgiver.
Return to us again soon for another exciting episode in the saga of the Planet of the Apes. Only from Broken Sea Audio Productions.
Coming soon to Broken Sea Audio Productions. Johnny Quest, the audio drama, based on original characters created by Doug Wildman, starring the vocal talents of Nathan Spencer as Johnny Quest.
Holy smokes! Did you see that? He just disappeared! In both places!
Chip Joel as Haji, Johnny's adopted brother.
Sim Sim Salabin.
And as Dr. Clinton Quest, Johnny's father.
Let's find them, Race. And quickly.
With Tim the Jester Gillick as Race Bannon.
Well, I hope you boys think that when you get your French test later.
Introducing Kristen Bayes as Dabby, the AI central computer system.
Their cell phone GPS locators are not operating.
Emily Ledley plays Jezebel Jade, Race Bannon's old flame.
So, this is what you do now? Babysit little boys.
Let's not forget everyone's favorite pup, Bandit. And Captain John Tatterzak as Dr. Quest Nemesis, Dr. Martin Zen.
You fool! I decide what is unimportant or not.
Join us at Broken Sea Audio Productions for the upcoming adventures that await you in Johnny Quest, the audio drama, written and directed by Alan Spencer, only at BrokenSea.com.
Journey to a faraway land where swords and sorcery decide the fate of kingdoms. Travel the paths of warriors and wizards as they fulfill a forgotten prophecy, culminating in a furious battle between the forces of darkness and light. The adventures begin in a humble tavern filled with tall tales and dark secrets. Sit thee down and hearken to the saga of the Grog and Griffin. Only at Westlake Films, in conjunction with Broken Sea Audio, where fantasy audio is forged.
Last day, Capricorn 15s. Year of the City, 2274. Carousel begins.
Runner, stop!
A friend of mine went on carousel tonight.
Now he's gone.
Logan 5, approach and identify.
Renew.
Well, is this the sanctuary you were so desperate to find? I hope you're satisfied.
Logan's Run by Broken Sea Audio. Based on the 1976 film, this audio dramatization of the classic novel by William F. Nolan and George Clayton Johnson brings to life this terrifying tale of a dystopic future in a whole new way. Coming April 2007, only at BrokenSea.com. From two guys who had way too much time on their hands, a new epic sci-fi audio adventure series, Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc. Featuring the voice talents of Doug Manlin, Natasha Lathrop, Damaris Mannering, and introducing Fifi the Wonder Camel. Just how much abuse can one universe take? Ulysses, Galactic Guides and Bounties, Inc., a new epic sci-fi audio adventure series that leaves no sacred cow untipped. From BrokenSea.com. There goes the galaxy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your president speaking. I just wanted to say that I support Broken Sea Productions and all the fine work that they're doing for this country. Where's that intern? Hey, you think you can let that intern in here just for a couple minutes before I go see the Russian premiere? I'm having problems lighting my cigar.
I thought you would never ask.
Hi, this is Paul Mannering, writer and producer for Broken Sea Audio Productions. New material every Thursday. Guerrilla Audio just sounds better. BrokenSea.com.